Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today it's our Saturday show, and we're in January the 28th, 2012. So this is the last Saturday of the month, and we go to the Lightship. Saturday night live on the Lightship. So we'll just bring in some peace energy for the early birds here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It should feel some wonderful energy there. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Kathy. Maybe we can get some callers to call in, maybe talk about the how that was yesterday about entities and how maybe they felt. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Ron. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship on Station 2, Saturday night, January 28th on 2012. And we welcome your calls with questions and reactions about the divine healings and the entity clearings that Ron just mentioned, or relevant comments you'd like to share. The call and phone numbers are toll-free for the United States and Canada, 888-627-6008. And outside the USA and Canada, the number is 530-327-7602. And if you have a quick question or a short comment, you can also write to Ron into the live fast chat, which can be accessed through either bbsradio.com on Station 2 where it says live chat boards, or from the very top of the creationlightship.com website. So I'm looking at the fast chat right now, and I see one quick question here from Marcy, Ron. It says, When are the new clearings coming up in February? Oh, what are the new clearings that are coming up in February? Can you give her a little information, Ron?
Don't know yet. We're still trying to get the a couple of the clearings up. The prosperity one, I'll be checking with that tomorrow. When I see if I can get a spirit body clearing up here for different spirit energies. We'll just see what happens here. And hopefully everything will be working out very nicely with the new clearings that will be coming up. I have a couple more on the line, but those two I definitely want to concentrate on. Oh, anything else there on the fast chat?
Janice is asking, when we run the oxygen clearing, does it cover the outside too?
Just for what's going into your body normally, on the oxygen one.
Okay, so it's a it is a personal clearing for just your body.
Because it's working with your lungs, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. The peace energy, some people are saying that that felt fantastic, and they're thanking you. And so that's about it for right now on the fast chat. So, everyone, if you have questions for Ron, now's your opportunity to jot some down or give him a call.
So, if anyone wants to talk about the entity clearing, we'd love to have somebody on. That'd be great to hear about what you have experienced, because a lot different than a lot of people think, because people first think that maybe entities can make you kind of schizophrenic or, you know, just to be a little spaced out now and then. But they cause a lot more. That's why we're having these calls on Friday to do this here. He has some body relief. So we'll just wait for some calls here. We'll be going to the light ship, I imagine, about 20 after the hour here. And just see if somebody is willing to call in here. And we can see what else comes on the fast chat. So,
Well, I have a comment about the entity clearing, Ron. I'm doing the clone clearings and the entity clearings that are, by the way, available to anyone if they go to the website, creationlightship.com, and look up under conference calls and information, or even at the top of the page, you can, it's listed there, Monday conference calls, Tuesday conference calls, and the entity clearing is on Friday, but you can access, you can click on that link and go to the page that takes you to where you can purchase any and all the conference calls in either individually or in package form with big discounts. So I've been doing the entities clearings with you and the clone clearing, and been feeling great until after the 8th or 9th clone clearing and the 2nd or 3rd entity clearing, I felt a stabbing pain in the right side of my hip and my back, which I had never had, ever. So it seemed to happen after each clearing, and then I'd kind of work it out, then it would come back. So I had asked you about it, and you seemed to think that perhaps it was having to do with 10 lifetimes ago, pain from that time, or 500 years ago, and that I had a clone body on Earth entity, and clone clearings were bringing it forward. And so basically, you said it was a case, I think, of clearing the body to clean the spirit. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So last night on the Q&A, I had brought it up again, and you did a clearing for energetic objects. And guess what? That pain is gone. So after having that pain for 3 or 4 weeks and noticing it stabbing me in the back, it's like you said, you were taking spears out. And for the first time now in 3 weeks, that pain is totally gone. And I noticed on the fast chat during that time, a lot of people were feeling the energetic release of objects around their throat, their neck, and their lungs. So I thought that was quite a significant clearing, the energetic object release. And then you had also suggested timeline crashing for that, which I did a little bit of. So I thought that was pretty nice, the spirit healing coming from when the body feels better.
So we could do that here. This will be what will be on one of the clearings that I put up here. And it will be having your spirit come in and out of your body to get it healed, to come back in again. So otherwise, it hangs on to what your condition is. You do clearings online, spirit's automatically cleansed of these problems. So here we go. But at times, you know, if you're not doing a clearing, you may want to have your spirit cleansed, which can help you out also. That's the main thing. You have to heal your spirit first. So here we go. I'll take you out of your body and come back in. So you may feel dizzy. We'll do it probably about 20 times or so. Sit back and relax, and you may feel like an elevator is dropping, you know, when it happens. But you get used to it. So here we go. Coming out and in, 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 out and in. Oh boy. Out and in, 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 out and in. Oh boy, out and in, out and in, out and in. I'll do it some more here. Out and in. Out and in. Okay. See if we have any comments from people here.
Yes, on the fast chat, some people are mentioning that those energetic objects did give us physical problems, and that they had been feeling blocked lately, like fuzzy thoughts. Something about numbing, too. There's a lot of numbing going on. And earlier someone commented that the clearing was so powerful, yet they didn't know they needed it. And that was the case with me. The energetic objects clearing, did not know I needed it. But in a way I did, but I didn't realize how much. So it was very powerful for those of us who received some relief last night and just now. Anyway, Cammie's asking, how do these objects remain with us if it happened in the past so long ago?
Well, they're all in your genetics. It's a history. It's a memory. So that's what it is. It brings them up. Some are time activated. Some get activated according to different situations that you're running in your life or going through. And they just become energized according to other people, too. You don't know what they're putting on your billboard and what that billboard is doing to you and how that's activating these energies in you as people or as intermixed with yours, and it can bring forth stuff you never knew that you had inside of you. So it gets to be very interesting the way the different holograms interplay with each other, even though you may not even be doing anything. Just think if you go to, say, a shopping mall, and you're doing nothing, just sitting at a table, maybe in the food court, and you felt fine when you got in there, and maybe you're just reading a book or something for 15 minutes, just, you know, taking a little break, and all of a sudden, you know, you get up to walk around, and you just feel a little strange, a little different, and you didn't do anything, you're just sitting there. Well, that's because other people's energies attached to you and or activated something in you, caused you a problem, and that's the way these things work. Remember, the holograms that you're living in are all orchestrated by the aliens, so they have to actually bring people into your life to cause you normally traumatic situations so that you can express and leak out energy to them. So everything is kind of like pre-planned for everybody. That's why you want to become in the moment where all these programs of the mind don't affect you, because you're not tuning into them. But when they're turned off on you, in fact, we'll do it right now. I'll just turn off your minds. Here we go. So one, count to five to do so. Two, three, four, and five. There. Now your minds are off, and you can hear me talking, but nothing can really attach to you because, in a sense, your hologram is no longer activated. We'll just see what kind of comments we get. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, a previous comment from the clearing you had done, the energetic objects release, from Eileen, who was present that night, she wrote, she remembers that the shrunken heads clearing was very powerful for her. And I remember that night a few other people said so, too. It was quite eye-opening. Olaire says that his spirit feels like taking a shower. It's very refreshing, more alive. And some people had been saying earlier that they felt numbed out and they were feeling just kind of like fuzzy-headed. And they wanted to know if there was, if you could possibly do a clearing for that.
Okay. Here we go. Count to five to see what happens here. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. So got to see what kind of relates to this clearing, which is online here. Any ideas, Kathy?
The fuzzy,
if somebody has relief on a clearing, they're going to want to know what to do further as they feel better. I don't have one for shrunken heads yet. That might be kind of odd, but you do have the object clearings and, you know, the mind transmission clearing, so that could also be connected to the shrunken head one. I might do a sample of that here, but we'll see what else that we can come up with.
Well, lately I've been doing the alien oxygen clearing for the fuzzy thinking.
Uh-huh.
And also I've been clearing out black widows in the alien attack page.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm still yawning. Wow. Okay, so let's do a shrunken head clearing. We did this the other time. What show was that on? Do you remember, Kathy?
It wasn't last Friday. It was Wednesday nights.
Okay. Well, here we go. As if you're attached to a shrunken head, which could be your own, possibly. Remember, it's passed on to you through entities. So it could be possible that maybe one of your ancestors had this. It's still in you, or still you. And if you feel something, it's either an entity that hopped in that this has happened to, or it could be one of your ancestors actually had this happened to them. I guess if you do feel a lot with the shrunken head clearing, I would probably get into the Earth of Texas spell clearing. Who knows what was done to that body? They were shrinking the head, okay? What kind of rituals and chants or whatever they were doing during that process. So here we go. Take away the energy from having a shrunken head. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I really hope nobody has this, but that didn't seem to work out last time. One, two, three. It's activating. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Yeah, I see this like a person with the bone in their nose, you know, with some kind of hair bonnet thing on, you know, with their hair all different ways or kind of hairdressing or something on top of their head. So I guess you would call that a witch doctor. I'm not sure what you would call it, but anyway, we'll see if anybody has any relief on that one. And I think if the head is shrunken, maybe it's possible that could be affecting your actual appearance of your face, you know, with that too. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
A lot of people like the mind having their mind turned off. Betty asked, can you leave it turned off? Ha ha. And Marie said, I like my mind turned off. And Mike P. said, I wish it were this way more often. But Bonnie says, my mind keeps going through the same scenario. And Micah says, I woke up feeling like I had a hangover. And so then Liz is thanking you for the shrunken head clearing, and she's confirming that it was on Wednesday night's show, but I thought it was Wednesday night, or it might have been on the Q&A also. And let's see. So Mike P. has a question. He, Ron, is wondering if he can only do one or the other, either timeline crashing or the clone call clearing. What would be the most important for him to do?
I would probably do the clone one because you're going to feel a lot of relief as these things get released from you. We'll see what any other person what the comments on the fast chat are, but I would probably myself do the clone call. That's about typically an hour and a half in length. And we get rid of maybe like six different general areas for the clones that are with you causing physical problems. So I just work with different body parts like heart or lungs or maybe brain or something like that. We go through it until maybe two timelines are completed. We worked with hips a couple times, and that was quite lengthy. I remember one of the calls we did throat on, I believe. I forgot which one of that was on, but we did a lot with throat. Hips are very good. We did that, I think, for two consecutive times, too. So I'm trying to work through different parts of the body according to what people, you know, request at the very beginning. And I always cover all of them because we only do like a short amount of those. But I know we've worked with ankles and knees and ankles, hips, knees, ankles, maybe ears possibly or something. But anyway, it's all very good. So I would probably say get on that call and just experience that. See what anybody else actually comment on here. But what would be better to do, I guess, maybe a week's timeline crashing. If you do it for a week, that'll help you out a lot, too. But I would probably do the clone one. My own personal, you know, thought on that. What do you think, Kathy?
Okay, I tend to agree with the clone clearing. It's just so much deeper and powerful, and I can really, really feel that working right away, and it has so much benefit. Just even one session, after that first session, I could really tell the difference. The timeline crash clearing is good too, but it takes a lot longer, and it's a whole different purpose, Mike. So try the clone clearing first. You'll be glad. If anyone else has a suggestion for Mike on the fast chat, go ahead, please, and let him know what you think. Now, that clearing you did, Ron, for the shrunken head has generated a few comments, and Tom is saying that felt very heavy and his lungs are burning. What could that mean?
Oh, boy. Okay. Very possibly. I did see fire, too, in like a pot. Maybe they were cooking the head or something. So here we go. And maybe you were still alive, you know, kind of like term, you know, boiling a frog or something. I hate to use that. That to me sounds pretty awful. Maybe they put you in a pot with cool water, and they slowly, you know, get it warmed up. And maybe you're smelling the smoke from the fire. Let's do a clearing some more on the shrunken head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'll see if we want to do an enlistment to light. Marie R. is asking that. If we get five people commenting, we'll do that tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that gives you some kind of relief from the shrunken head one. So we'll see what comments come up here.
Well, Valea has a comment. She says she's getting sensations of witchcraft spells coming off, and she's wanting to know if they cast spells on us through shrunken heads.
Yeah, I would think so. That's what it felt like to me. You know, they're doing some type of programming. Can imagine if you're living and alive and you're in a big pot, you know, and you're being fire underneath you and they're all around dancing and stuff, you know, ritual, what they're doing to you, plus your fear of that and all the entities, fears that would come into you from entities around who had their head shrunk. So that's pretty interesting. In fact, I went to I think it was in California. I'm guessing one of the, maybe Santa Rosa, I think. Oh, there was a Rosicrucian type of, like, building there. They had, like, a pendulum on the outside of it, I believe, that was going back and forth, swinging an arc probably about 10 feet or something. I went in there probably, you know, like in the 80s. And just it was there, I guess. can't remember why I went there, but went in there and they had a shrunken head. And the head looked like, as I can recall, about a 4-inch diameter head. And it kind of made my skin kind of crawl, you know. But I looked at it and it had an aura on it of a regular head. I went, wow. That would mean that this thing is still connected to that person. Maybe that emotional body could have been with that, or the spirit and spirit could be with it. That was really something to see, this thing glowing with a larger, you know what you have on your head, you know, how big your head is, and picture another, maybe a couple inches past that of energy around you. That whole energy field was probably around the head, maybe about 5 inches all the way around it. And just had an aura glowing like that. So that kind of surprised me. And then I went into the Ripley's, believe it or not, in New York, just to walk through there. They had shrunken heads. I didn't even bother to go in that. I just walked by that exhibit. It was just too negative for me. But back to you, Kathy.
Yes, in the fast chat, Nikki's saying that many cultures do wrap heads tightly. And regarding that shrunken head clearing, Janice wrote in that the scar on her head is painful with that clearing, and she's very dizzy. And a couple other comments I'll just read quickly. Micah said she had a lightness in the solar plexus with that. Thank you. And Liz said that was a weird clearing. She felt embalmed or wrapped, and something was in her eyes. And Marcy says her head feels freer, and Mike says a lot of energy is coming off of him right now. And let's see, and Liz is saying that her neighbor had a shrunken head in the window that she looked at when she was little.
Oh.
So that's about the comments for the shrunken head clearing. Some other people have comments about other things. Alice is asking, she's on the fence about enlistment. Can you give a little bit more information about it, please?
On the fence, huh? Okay. Well, what happens is if you wish to do this, the soldiers will, the time traveler soldiers, will actually probably show up energetically, but not physically, in your room. And you have to agree that you would like to partake in, you know, the... getting rid of aliens, basically, or either do that or do something in a line with that. There could be people, you know, on computers checking things off, too. You don't really have to be out there, you know, on the front lines, but that's where most of the fun is. So anyway, I'm sure people who are listening know that. And just enlist, you're able to de-enlist if you wish. You're brought into a future timeline, anyway, wish to do that, and then they train you how to, battle aliens, if that's what you want to do. And you're able to, like I said, enlist whenever you want. Normally you have like a week or two of orientation, get your feet wet, see if you want to do it, and you can always stop whenever you choose to, so... Only thing that might be a little different for you, it shouldn't really affect your life here, but you may have maybe visions, possibly, of seeing things that you maybe have never seen before. And I think most people who have done this actually feel more empowered than what they ever have in their life. Because now, for some reason, you get that energy of what's being brought to you from the alien. It's taken off of you instantly because they, I won't say all the energy is, but all of a sudden, you're battling what's attacking you. And they can't normally, or they probably won't want to attack you as much down here because they know that you have weaponry to get rid of them. So typically, that's one of the main pluses. The other one is that they can also, the light ship can also fix you if you get damaged somehow up there, whatever that would mean to you. And you may be brought into a better blueprint than what you have right now and feel better. So that's kind of my input on it. Normally, it's not going to affect your life here at all, but you will feel better anybody else has done that, we started the enlistment maybe a couple months ago or so. If anybody would want to call in, maybe describe how they feel or what benefit it is to them. I don't want you to really describe the fighting or anything, but just the benefit or how you feel after you enlisted, you know, how your life has changed. That would be great. Oh, that's you, Kathy.
Okay, and some people are asking for a sample of the spells and curses and hexes and spells clearing first before we go to the light ship, feeling that maybe they are a little bit needing that.
Okay, so here we go. We'll wait for a caller to call before we go to the light ship then with the experience of battling aliens. So here we go. A sample of that. So if you think there's something on you, some kind of energy that you don't know what it is, can't put your finger on it, but you know it's affecting you somehow in a negative manner, then we'll just look at that now, and I'll start counting to get rid of it. Because you got to figure out something that's going on. If you don't know, then just try to look at your life and just see patterns in your life that maybe you get spaced out off and on. That could be a spell on you, you know, making you numbed out. So something like that you could just put in kind of in a thought here. So here we go. You have to think of something. And on the whole lifetime clearing on the website, you don't have to think of anything. It just takes it away. That's a whole life one. It deals with everything that's going on with you. From these samples, I need to know what you're dealing with. We have to focus on one specific incident. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll see how that feels, and we'll get a caller to call in, I'm sure. So, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Liz says she's enlisted on Wednesday. So far, so good. And she said she would try it for a week or two, and so far, it's great. Ben says enlisting has really helped him. It freed him up from a lot. He's battling to free himself from alien control, and now he feels more empowered and aware of himself. So thank you for sharing that, Ben. Alice says thank you very much for explaining that to me, and now she's not off the fence. She's going to enlist. So that's two people so far who said they would enlist tonight. We need three more before you will do that call, right? So,
because otherwise it'll take too much time for people to away from the BBS program here. So we'd like to get five people.
Okay, so three more to go. And Alexander's asking, how do we enlist?
All you do is say yes. I bring the soldiers in and say yes, and that's it. Real quick, real fast. And you're on your way to a timeline that's just out of our realm here. You're going to be in the future, and they will train you to battle, fight aliens with technology, from quite a ways in the future here. Like Ed put up something on Rumor Mail here. So there's a new report out today. Go to rumormillnews.com, 11 a.m. today. He put up a report that deals with CLS information. Oh, now they're doing some battling underground here again. And they're working somewhere, I think, in Georgia. Can't disclose too much other than that. Oh, that's kind of what I'm picking up that I was checking into. So if you're living in Georgia, heard you're around the area and you happen to feel something strange going on, maybe, or the ground might, I don't know if it's rumbling yet, but it's a possibility, then that's, know that something's happening. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Micah was asking if she has done the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. She has not been doing that, and she knows that they run deep. So does she also have to do the seven generational clearing too for curses, hexes, and spells? Would you recommend that for her?
She knows it runs deep. Just by saying that, I would say yes. I would, or get, yeah, I would say do that one. And then if not, if you don't have relief, boy, just the fact that you said it's running deep, you even have to do another generational clearing after that one. We go up to 14 generations or something. The unlimited would be good, except going deep, you want to get it rooted out of your genetics, where the unlimited is just to kind of like keep a fly swatter going, you know? And that's the kind of the difference of the two. So I would probably do the generational ones. That's why I put them up for people who have an extra condition on something that's happening and this lifetime isn't enough to get rid of it. Oh, we got looks like Everett may want to join here. How many people do you think we have?
That's three. So we need two more.
Oh.
So let's try for two more, everybody. Oh, Paula just wrote in. She wants to enlist, too. So now that's four. Great.
Okay, well, let's go to the light ship, everybody. And here we go. Sit back and relax. I'll count to five as you go to the light ship. You can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do the enlistment then if we get, you know, another person or two here about 10 minutes. So here we go. On the light ship right now, we're there. And the first room we're going to go into is the room to release physical body pain. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, more pain release. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, that's kind of a rough one. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Let me get some water here. Wow. But he has a throat condition or something. Oh, here we go. Let's go to another room. Go into the room that has pigs. Oh, here we go. A pig room. So, wink, wink. So one, here they come. Two, three, four, five. Oh, they're cute. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That's the pig room. Now we'll see the pink dolphins. Remember, you have to request healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. A while back, it went to another location. We'll go into one of the rooms on the light ship. Since we'll go into another planet of light here, we'll go into one that has water. This would be what it would be like to be in the true universe of light, and you chose to go into a planet that has a bunch of water and water plants, etc. So here we go. We're going into this area right now, this recreating a particular, I don't know, forest of light. Here we go. We're in the water. And one, that feels good. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's go into the rainforest here. So here we go. Stronger. I request healing again. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And, boy, can we go into the hybrid room? Let me think here. It's hard to describe this here because it's not what you think. You can see other life forms that would be similar to ours, if you wish. We can go into that room. So we'll go into the room where the doctors are. It would be different life forms. So here we go. They look like us, but slightly different. We'll have them do some healing on us. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And one, two, three, four, and five. We get another request room here. Fast chat, maybe we'll just check that out here. I want to go into the room that has the big bumblebees, so let's go into that room. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll go into the room that has the frogs. Sorry, frogs this time. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into the room that has the purple energy. We're on top of a disc. This will allow us to feel a lot of energy going through our body. There's one on top of us, too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's go to one more room. We'll go into the room that has big sunflowers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, see, we get one more request here on the fast chat. We'll be coming back here. Let's see. Anything out there, Kathy?
Pink dolphins.
Pink dolphins. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, and I see bears. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. movies go stronger, and stronger. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship here. Our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, and ants are coming with us. Back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here now. Back over to you, Kathy.
Wow, that was a wonderful treat for all of us. Thank you so much, Ron. I really enjoyed the feeling I got from it, and looks like other people did too, judging from the comments here. Shane says, are all bumblebees this large on the light ship? And everyone seemed to really like the pigs too. Janice said they were very cute. And some other comments from Marsha, Alexander, Chia, Heal. Micah said she's feeling waves off the dolphins. And Everett's asking, he wants a room where he can float or fly. So if all of you really enjoyed this, it sounds like you did, just keep in mind that you can go to the Creation Light Ship during the conference calls that Ron offers on, there's one on Wednesday night where he also will charge water with the light codes from the light beams. And then there's the, every month he has an intensive conference call, which is where we go up to the light ship for 8 hours, and the light beam doctors work on us to take away the densities we've acquired here, the dark, the parasitic, alien parasitic light creatures, and the dead life beings we've all accumulated. We get basically cleaned out, which is essential for ascension. So you can access those clearings through the website on the section where it says conference call information, and just click on the menu page and you'll see a whole menu full of different conference calls, prices, package price discounts, and then the calendar of when they will be offered. And tomorrow, which is Sunday the 29th, is the last one in the series for January. And we'll start anew on February, which is usually the second, third, and fourth Sundays of the month, preceded by an intensive clearing on Saturday for 4 hours. So you look on the website, you'll see all the different prices and the possibilities to sign up, and it's quick and easy through the PayPal system, also secure. So you'll get an email from Ron with the, once you pay, you'll get that email and have the conference call, phone numbers, the dates, and the PIN numbers that you need to get in. Also some other instructions that you need. So it's well worth it. Okay, some other comments. Great, Meg says her heart pain is gone. And Alexander says that was one of the best light being healing sessions he's had. And Micah says, Creation Light Ship feels so much lighter. The 3D feels so dense lately. So you see there's a lot of difference being on the light ship. So you're encouraged, you know, to check it out for February if you want to go on the intensives. Liz says the pigs were very cool, and everyone's thanking you, Cammie, Ron, and Alice. Now, we have 5 people, Ron, who have seemed to have enlisted for the call.
Hey.
5 volunteers, I think.
Hey, here we go. So if you want to enlist, you can right now. Bring the soldiers into the room where you are the second. Oh, they're going to come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Right now they're with you. All you got to do is say, yes, you'd like to enlist. And also de-enlist whenever you choose to. So they're going to actually transport you right now, bi-locate you into whole different timelines, so you're going to be able to experience a timeline in our future. Naturally, this timeline will not relate to ours. Yeah, we'll probably see different types of stuff, okay? Different types of weapons, etc. You have some time to have orientations. They'll talk to you about it. And you can always I'll come back whenever you choose to. Oh, you're enlisted now. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, that's great. So that was the five. Let's see what else other people have to say. There was a question. T was asking if we could please timeline crash. If you could please do a timeline crash for frustration. She's asked a couple of times. Sorry, T, we couldn't get to you right away.
Okay, here we go. A frustration. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, a lot of frustration. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, so back to you, Kathy.
All right, and I just want to remind everybody that Ron does have a new clearing. It's called the Body Jump Start, and you have 2 months left for it to buy it. So I'm mentioning this because it's a bundle package that has five clearings on it that will help us with ascension. And Ron has put a lot of thought into it and made the prices real affordable, because there are two whole life clearings on it and three others that are very, very intense, having to do with clearing out the body, clearing out the mind, clearing out infections, and it's well, well worth the money. I think it's like $200, which is probably like a $400 discount. So go ahead and check it out. You can do a search for it from the top of the page. You can search for any of the clearings at the top of the page at the Creation Light Chip website. You just go to the top where it says search and type in Body Jumpstart, and it'll take you right to that particular clearing, and it'll have some more details there as to what the clearings are and how much it costs. So I'm doing it now, and it's well worth it. It's augmenting everything else I'm doing. The blood and circulatory system is included, and also the mind of the body clearing, the infection body clearing. Those are two whole life clearings. Then the magnetic and twisted body clearing, which is very intense. It clears out all 108 bodies and makes all the other clearings work so well. And then, of course, I just mentioned the body system, body rejuvenation system. So it's very comprehensive and thorough. So thank you very much for that, Ron. Have you got anything to add to that, Ron?
Nope. It's a great clearing. If you have your problems somehow, physical health problems, this one is put up to mainly help you with that. So that would probably suggest having, if you do have a condition of some sort. So what do you think, Kathy? Our time is coming to a close here. We've got our 8-hour call tomorrow. Los Angeles in a couple of weeks with the Expo, Conscious Life Expo. Well, I don't know what else to say here. Anything?
Someone was asking about when is the Conscious Life Expo and what is it about. And so, just in brief, that is a actual like a little mini convention. It's held in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton on Century. So it's kind of like you can fly in and then just go over to the Hilton Hotel. And Ron is giving some talks there. He's on a panel. He has a booth. And the best thing to do, really, to find out more is to go to the Conscious Life Expo website and look under programs, seminars, panels, and exhibits, and you'll find everything you need to know, including where Ron's booth is if you are planning to attend. It's on February 10th, 11th, and 12th in Los Angeles at that hotel. And Ron's doing some exciting panel talks there, as well as offering clearings at the booth and an opportunity to meet him and learn more about the Creation Lightship. So it's well worth attending if you can. It's a nice visit to Los Angeles, and the weather is usually really good then.
So I'll be doing most of my stuff. The talks that I have will be on Saturday. I'll have enlistment then that evening at 8 o'clock, so I'm on a panel on Sunday. So if you want to see me, you only come for one day, then Saturday would be the day to come.
Ron, did you just say that was Saturday, the 11th, you're doing enlistments at 8 o'clock p.m.?
8 o'clock, yep, 8 p.m.
Okay. Great.
I'll just ask Ed if that article is easy to find. I just got a... from somebody so they couldn't find it. So maybe you could maybe send me an email, Ed, and I can just forward that particular page. So it's been a nice night. I don't know how the Shrunken Heads are doing. We can do a clearing again for that if you'd like. So here we go. There's some of the traumas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, we'll just see how everybody's doing there. On the fast chat in a minute here. Hopefully everything will be great.
Ed is saying he's giving some clarification on the Rumor Mill News website. He says to search for Mr. Oxygen. That's where you can find the article, the report that he submitted. RumorMillNews.com. Thank you very much, Ed and Everett, for posting that. And Jana says, yes, thank you, Ron. Her head still feels weird. And some people are thanking you for the timeline crash for frustration. Let's see. A lot of people seem to be interested in going to the expo in February.
Great. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody. This our show is coming to a close here. Well, thank you, Kathy. Hopefully you're all feeling better. And, I don't know what else to say here. It's been a very interesting night with that shrunken head. I'm still a little kind of surprised about that with the energies there. So I'll do another clearing here for people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. So, anybody have any other in the fast chat there.
Oh, yes, thank you. Cindy's reminding everyone that there are the conference calls. The next show is going to be on Monday, and there will be a Q&A on Wednesday and also on Friday night. And then the conference calls that Ron offers are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you'll have to check the schedule on the website for that. So that's about it.
Hey, everybody. We'll say blessings to you. See you tomorrow, 10 o'clock PST, or 11 o'clock Eastern for the 8-hour call, and hopefully be on the call. And if not, we'll see you Monday here on BBS at 4 o'clock. So blessings, everybody. See you later.